Hello, sister. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I know we talked earlier, you had a bit of a tough week, so I think we should keep things a little light this week.
Oh, absolutely. Welcome everyone to Dip Stitch.
Yes, so tonight is February 5th, 2021,
Yep.
and days are getting a little longer.
Thank God.
I was up with the dogs this morning at 6 o'clock, took them for a walk as the sun was, it had already started rising, but it was like the sky was pink and red and purple. It was gorgeous.
Oh wow.
I know.
I don't do morning walks. Jamie walks the dog in the morning and then I walk the dog every day around 2 o'clock.
Nice.
So I get to sleep a little bit later than he does.
Nice.
Yeah, I like
Wow,
that.
that works.
Yeah.
So, couple of things I wanted to bring up that I've been doing some reading because I'm trying to stay away from anything too heavy right now, just overloaded with COVID, so I needed a break from that. So, I found some interesting articles, and both of them really reminded me of you.
Really?
Well, kind of. So, one of them, your birthday's coming up, and I was thinking about all the things you like, and Valentine's, which is the day before your birthday. So, in a way, they
Right.
both have to do with you. But one, I know you love succulents.
I do.
Love succulents. I know you do. So, I found this really funny article about a woman who attempted to smuggle over 1,000 succulents and endangered cacti into New Zealand by taping them onto her body. So this woman, she had, I think, like over $1,000 worth. I think, oh, it says $7,200 worth. She also had seeds and garden ornaments, and it was just crazy.
What was she? Wait a minute. I don't get it. Like, why did she smuggled them in? Why didn't she just like mail them there? Or,
I don't know. It's cheaper if you have them taped to your body, I guess. I don't know.
yeah, some of them are pretty prickly though.
Well, they were cactus, so there was some
And
cactus too.
oh my
And like
God.
cuttings and seeds and stuff is very expensive, and none of them were native, and so that's why you can't bring any living plant in like internationally. You're not supposed to bring any
Yeah.
fruits and things like plants. Yeah. So anyway, she had also had two over 200 garden ornaments and pots and like a snail or something. I don't remember.
All
But
taped to her body.
yeah. Well, no, and like hidden in like iPad cases, like the seeds are hidden.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So she got 100 hours of community service and 12 months of, and this was in quotes, intensive supervision. I guess while she was in the garden, I don't know.
Oh my God, that is crazy.
Well,
I mean,
succulents are all the rage.
they are the rage, but I mean, come on. I'm sure they have succulents in New Zealand that are native there.
I don't know. So I guess they were getting suspicious. She went into the bathroom and she dumped a bunch of it in there just because she knew she was kind of getting watched. And that's where they discovered like all this plant material dumped in the stall. Imagine it was like someone else just going into the stall, like, what happened in here? Like blood and needle, like little needles from the cactus and dirt and mud. I'd be like, what? Was there like a plant fight?
That's almost as weird as the lady. Was she an astronaut who wore a diaper who drove across
Oh no. Yes, kind of. Like she was, I think she was in NASA and she was having an affair with this guy who
Yeah.
she worked with. And so she wanted to drive all night or long distance and not stop. So she had a diaper on. Listen, I'm not going to lie and say I've never had to put on some extra coverage.
This is going to be listened to, you know.
Hey, listen. I'm in my 50s, a good sneeze or a coughing attack, and so if I know something's coming, if I'm getting a cold or whatever, sometimes I have a little
Yeah.
extra protection.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. The sneezing thing, especially.
Well, they make these things now. I think they call it like shiwis or something. What do they call them?
I
Like
don't know.
they're women's urinals kind of thing, where you can a woman can like a man's thing
Oh,
that
it's an
yeah.
attachment.
Yes, I think it's called a shiwi.
I've heard them called chiwis, but I've also heard them called go girls.
I need one now. That's so funny. Go girls.
Go girls. Yeah.
You go, girl.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's lots of things out there
Oh,
now. I
so
mean,
much stuff out there.
just go through Facebook, some of the things you see on there. There's one posting I see on Facebook every now and then, and I think it's called Wish. And they sell stuff, and the pictures they have posted, like you half the time you can't even make out what the product is. It's so weird looking.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
it's like Sky Mall. I miss that magazine, but you can find it on, like Amazon does have a section that has all of those kind of strange things. So you don't need, I used to love that magazine and just look through it and be like, oh, and I'd mark it or take a picture. And I never got anything from it, but I love
Right.
looking at it.
Yeah.
I saw a Shark Tank one time, and this guy was trying to sell a hollow golf club. Like a driver, with like a big head, and it was to pee
Yeah.
in. I forget what he called it.
Oh
You know, the
my.
ninth, ninth, the 19th hole. I don't know what he called it, but it
Oh
was.
yeah, Shark Tank has a lot of weird things on there. I saw one once where this woman was selling a mirror that made you look
Oh,
20 pounds lighter.
I saw that, and one of the women, I think it was Barbara, was like, "I'm disgusted by this."
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
it is. And she was selling them to stores, and they were saying, you know, this is deceptive, right? I mean, you
Yeah.
know what you're doing. I agreed with the sharks. I was like, this lady is crazy.
Yeah, but stores, some high-end stores are deceptive anyways, just in different ways. Like they spray all that perfume at American Eagle. I mean, there's a reason for that. It's not just because they want, it's in the lighting and the music and the way it's set up. It's all trying to draw you in and get you to buy stuff you don't need. You
Right.
know.
Well, I'm good at
Yeah. Hey, listen. All
that.
she needed is the smell of French fries, and I'd be like, what?
Well, you know
I
what
need this necklace. I'm strangely craving French fries.
Well, I used to wear what is it called? Like vanilla musk.
Oh, I remember that.
I
Oh my
used to
God,
wear it
you used to wear it out, girl.
all the time, and every so many times, I can't tell you, men would say, "Oh, what are you wearing?" Men love the smell of vanilla.
Well, food, because I know that if I heard that like apple pie too, like I need to get a perfume that smells like apple pie or something, or like sawdust. I don't know. I'm gonna try it
Yeah.
next time the bars open up.
Yeah, right. Like we're bar people.
Listen, French fry smell. Like I think that just it came to me, and now I can't stop thinking about it. So maybe the French fry smell.
Yeah, I like
Just
some.
go to Five Guys and just try and extract that smell.
Yeah, really. Actually, James, speaking of French fries, Jamie makes French fries made in duck fat.
Nice.
Oh, to die for.
Nice.
So yummy.
Wow. That sounds
Yep.
good. I gotta try that.
Yeah.
All right.
So what else
So
do you got?
the other thing, and I've seen this before, but I just read it again, and I want to mention that I'm getting this all from this site, which I'm not necessarily recommending. I'm not necessarily recommending this site, but I do want to credit it. So the site that I'm getting these stories from is UPI.com. So again, I didn't research the site. So if it's something I don't know where it's coming from, but I just thought the stories were kind of funny. So the second one was interesting because it involves animals, it involves Valentine's Day, and it involves, jilted, like broken hearts. But you can for a Kentucky animal shelter, which they call it dumps for the dumped. And for $10, you donate the money and they put your ex partner, ex lover, ex boyfriend, someone you're upset with or don't like anymore, they put their name at the bottom of a kitty litter box. And
And what's
yeah.
that supposed to do?
Well, it's like, I don't know, it's just sort of a way to,
What is it
you
supposed to bring bad luck or something?
it's just like, it's a way to just I thought about it for a hot minute, like, oh, that sounds interesting, but it's a little too much effort for me. But yeah, so your ex's name goes on the bottom of the kitty litter where the cats take a dump.
I can think of better ways for revenge, but of course they're probably not all legal, but
I think it's probably, you don't have to tell them. I guess it's harmless in a way where it's a good, the money's going to a good cause,
yeah,
and
that's
they're
true.
gonna, they use the kitty litter box anyway, so it's not going to waste, pardon the pun. But yeah, dumps for the dumped.
You know, that UPI sounds a lot like The Onion. Have you ever read The Onion?
Oh yeah.
Oh, The Onion
Yeah.
is hilarious. In fact, next episode, I'll grab a few Onion stories. And I swear to God, the people that come up with those stories must be sitting around a table smoking weed or drinking or do they're just not in their right minds, the stuff that they publish. But it's
Yeah.
always good for a laugh,
Oh yeah.
you know?
Yeah, for sure. Need that sometimes, just need to let loose and laugh.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
After my week this week, I had a nightmare for a week. All technical problems, all, computer problems, technical problems, video problems. It was awful. I'm hoping next
Well,
week's much better.
listen, you're a big time producer, and that's what comes with it. That's why you make the big bucks.
Oh yeah, public access is really pays well.
It a little on the side and do some dumps on dumped. I don't know. Your birthday is coming up. It is the day after Valentine's Day. Do you have any big plans for either one of those days?
Nope, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day because we think it's a silly holiday. We love each other every day and we don't need a Hallmark day to do that. So we don't celebrate Valentine's Day. My birthday, I might take the day off, which would be nice. And Jamie will make a nice dinner and I'll have cake. So this it's nothing, no big plans.
Oh, and you love supermarket cake, don't
I love
you?
birthday cake. You know that saying that somebody likes something as much as a fat kid loves cake?
Yeah.
I'm that fat kid.
Yeah.
I love cake. Well, I like, to be honest, I like the frosting the best.
Oh.
Like I could just eat the frosting.
I'm saying, because me too. And then I'm like a child who just, had, I'm like, I get so hyper. Like, you would think that I just drank 10 cups of coffee. And
And then
have to
comes the
be,
crash.
oh, the crash. But it's so good.
Yeah, it is good, but it never stops me from having the cake, but I go through the same thing. You get that euphoria and then the sugar crash where you just feel like like you got a bomb in your belly and your energy level just totally goes down. And it's just, you know, it's a process and it's not good. So
then you wake up the next morning and your mouth is all stuck together and you're like, oh, you got that like sugar hangover, like cotton mouth. Oh, it's crappy. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's your birthday. So what's your favorite kind of cake?
Vanilla cake with vanilla frosting.
Oh God.
And we're vanilla so ice cream.
French vanilla, vanilla bean.
Either one. As long as it's vanilla, that's all I care about.
Oh, it's so boring.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, so I'm planning a trip pretty soon. I'm going to be going to Florida.
Oh,
To visit my best friend, Evie.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I haven't booked anything, but I'm hoping to go the end of March. So, I think with precautions and everything, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you will have had your series of COVID vaccines, right?
Right. Right. Yep. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that. I haven't seen her in person in about 3 years. So
wow.
Yeah, we talk all the time. So I really miss her, and it's time. And then I have another friend from high school who lives in Florida.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's invited us down, me and a bunch of girls. But I've got to get to Evie first, and then I'll go to the other place.
Busy.
Yeah. I'm nice. Not knitting anything right now, so it's been kind of weird.
Do you find your hands are just moving?
No. No, my hands aren't moving, but I do have book club, so I have to read a book, so I'm doing that instead.
What book are you reading?
Little Fires Everywhere.
Oh.
I guess they made it into a series or something, but this is the original book. It's pretty good so far.
Good.
So far, so good.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you need a relaxing weekend. You know, tape some plants to your body. Like, just do some role playing with Jamie. He can be the transit cop at the airport.
I don't think so.
And you could put on your New Zealand accent. I don't know what that would be. And run around. Have him chase you.
with cactuses taped to my body.
Well, I bet your legs are hairy enough to kind of simulate that.
Well, that is my nickname during the winter when I stop shaving my legs. He calls me Cactus.
Cactus Joe. Mm-hmm. in duck French fry, Jamie.
Duck fat Jamie.
Well, listen, it's been great.
Are you ready to leave me?
Yes, it's time to go. I'm actually kids are with their dad. Well, actually Gigi is. Dimitri's skiing in New Hampshire with his girlfriend, and my goal is to paint like 5 people tonight, but on very small canvases, but I'm doing watercolors. So I've already done 3.
Ooh. Yeah.
To keep it going, just to practice.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Your paintings are really beautiful. And watercolor is so hard. I tried it once and I couldn't get used to it.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Are you taking good care of mom and dad?
Yep. Good. Yep, I am.
Good.
Yep. All right. So I'll let you go.
You're leaving me. We just got started.
I know. We got to leave more for later. We got to keep them. We got to keep everything fresh.
All righty then.
Yeah.
Oh, well, go paint to your heart's desire, and I will have a glass of wine and read my book.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, thanks everybody for tuning in. We're so happy to have you here on Friday night.
Yeah.
And We look forward to next time. Please leave a message. And Joanne, please give your spiel
My spiel.
with an extra shh spiel.
Please follow us. We are on all different platforms. You can get us on the Apple platform, Google Podcasts. There's a little voice in the background here. My favorite platform is Podchaser, Podchaser, podchaser.com. And
Oh,
all right, enough. All right. If you go to Podchaser, if you go to podchaser.com in the search window, type dipstitch, dipstitch, and you'll get to and select it, and you'll get to our page, and there'll be a button to follow. So follow us so that you'll get our latest episodes fresh off the press. Follow me. Follow
Come follow,
me.
come follow me. All right. Have a good night.
All
Enjoy your
right.
weekend. Dip stitch out.
You too. All right, dip stitch out. Bye bye.
Bye bye.